89.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Alex Onbergi.
And I'm Nicholas Vitale.
And welcome back to the third and maybe the final episode for a while of Play It By Ear.
It's been a good run.
Short-lived.
And unfortunately, the coronavirus has something to say about that.
Yeah, we really took a bit of a hit on that one, unfortunately, Nick.
Took the L, but, you know, we'll get through it.
Well, I mean, you took the L. I'm going back to Florida, so I'm going to be happy.
I am taking the L, right, with staying in... Well, not staying. I'm going about an hour away to New Jersey, so...
Yeah,
Much better than here.
What can you do about that? Being that it is going to be the last one for a while, it seems only right that I should be in the chair.
I mean, of course.
This is my creation.
It is your...
You didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I didn't help you at all doing this. I'm just here for the ride. So what are we listening to today?
Ooh, today, Nick, I got Mellophobia by Cage the Elephant. Now, this is a really popular album now, especially. Yeah. Cage the Elephant, they started a bit smaller. They're on that indie rock kind of wave.
Yeah.
And recently, especially, I mean, they won a Grammy for, I want to say it was, I know their newest album was Social Cues, and I don't remember if they won the Grammy for that one or
I will say, I listened to that one. I didn't like that album.
Social Cues? I liked Social Cues. I thought it was pretty good.
But we're listening to Mellophobia, and I've listened to this album before, probably not as closely and as, but I know a bunch of the songs. I know their sound. So I'm excited. I'm excited for a bunch of these tracks.
I'm glad to hear it, Nick. So I think we're going to start in with Spiderhead. And then instead of playing the normal version of Come a Little Closer, which most people, would imagine, have heard. It's a very popular song. I'm going to be playing the live version from their Unpeeled album. I think it's a much better version. Nick, seeing that you've been, now that you've actually listened to the album, you can probably give me a little bit of insight and give your own take on it, see what you think.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the live version, so I haven't listened to any of their live stuff, so I'd be interested to see how it differs from the
album. I think they do very well live. They have a really good
stuff. Usually, really there's a lot of bands that I listen to the album, and I feel like it's overproduced, but then when I hear them just playing the tracks live, it gives it it's more intimate vibe.
I know what you mean. So, let's get right into it with Spiderhead, the opening song for the album.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
So, I definitely I love the live version of "Come a Little Closer." Basically, right. Like I said, it's like when I said intimate. As far as I like the live performances of groups better when they're, because it feels more intimate. So I'm not sure that's actually correct. I feel like it can also feel bigger, and I feel like this is one of those live versions that feel bigger. Is a little more. You know, the natural reverb.
A little bit more presence.
Yeah, I love that word for it. I love that word. A lot more presence to the track versus the guitars in a lot of this album. They kind of, sometimes they feel a little bit muddied. But very, very clean on the live track, and the vocals cut through very well. And I love the rhythms nailed. I love that live version. Of course, Spiderhead. I also do like the opening track on this album as well. It's not my favorite on the album at all, but I think it's a really great opening track. It's nice, fast-paced.
Yeah.
Great chorus. So
I really like Spiderhead, actually, personally, on this album. It's just, it's unique. It's kind of like, it's kind of crazy.
And that, what is it, that last 30 seconds or so of the album?
Yeah. I know what you mean, that instrumental.
Probably like one of my favorite 30 seconds on the album.
Yeah, really? Interesting.
Yeah, one of my favorite 30 seconds of a song, yeah.
I like Spiderhead for a lot of the same reasons that I like Teeth. They're kind of just like, they're very unique songs in terms of their structure, and especially those vocals. Those vocals really do it for me. Unlike, however, Come a Little Closer, where that entire live version, the reason why I like that more is because I thought the addition of that string instrument, viola or a violin, whatever.
Now,
I'm not sure which was it.
Do you know if that's a live string? Or do you know if it's a synthesizer?
I think it is. I'm not certain, but I would assume so.
I would love to see the live version and seeing, what are they using for some of that? But
yeah, that addition,
100% agree.
Yeah, that addition's really what makes it for me. And I think that's definitively one of the best live versions of a song I've ever heard.
As compared to the song that you hear on the album?
As compared to the recording. Yeah. So, next up we have Telescope and It's Just Forever featuring Alison Mosshart. I like It's Just Forever, but I actually really, really like Telescope. It's very melodic, kind of like, almost like a, at that beginning of it, almost sounds like a lullaby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the two or the three notes that he's going back and forth on the keyboard. Or I think it might be guitar, actually, but there's like some pedal stuff going on.
Yeah,
that's what I love about this album, is that I always love listening to some songs that like, Is that a keyboard synthesizer? Or is that a guitar? And you're trying to figure it out. And it has like, it's almost like a, it feels plucked, but at the same time, it feels very keyboardy. And Telescope is definitely one of the songs. I also think it has great vocal, vocal melody on there. It's Just Forever, probably my least favorite track on the album.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. We'll have to see.
Forever is probably my least favorite. Yeah.
We'll have to see as we get right into it with Telescope.
In a far and distant galaxy, inside my telescope, I see a pair of eyes spit back at me. He walks and talks and looks like me. Sits around inside his house from room to room. He moves about, fills his life with pointless things and wonders how it all turns out.
Time I'm
Really? You don't like that song?
You know, I never really, you know, I've only listened to this album a couple times through, and I never really particularly saw that track as something that was very interesting. Although, I will say, after listening to it just now, I will say that back half with the outro part with the crazy piano.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm starting to see a pattern with you, Nick. You kind of like those kind of like solo outros, regardless of the instrument. You kind of dig just like the music of it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a musical guy, so.
Oh, really?
Of course. I mean, we're doing this for a reason. But what I will say is that I like Telescope as a song better.
Yeah, I really like Telescope. I think it's a very strong part of the album.
It's just forever. I don't particularly like the melody, like the vocal melody. Although I think I can appreciate parts of the thing, of the track, like musically, as far as some of the guitar parts and also
piano thing. There's a lot to take in on that. Both those songs, really. Even though Telescope is much more mildly paced, and it's especially like at the beginning, It's a little bit more flowy, I would almost use to describe it. There's a lot that comes in as the song progresses, which is one of the things that I really like about it. But moving on to Take It or Leave It in Halo. Now, these are both good tracks, in my opinion. They're not standout on the album, I would say, but I definitely think that they add to it in a positive way. I think they make the album better being on there. And overall, I think that they really help with the flow of the album, specifically these two songs. I really don't have much to say on them other than that. Nick, if you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, these are both... I don't think these two... These are two tracks that I didn't really... aren't standouts that I was like, oh, wow, what is the name of this one? When I listened through this album, so... I know, you know, I'll listen to them again, and I'll give my thoughts on them after, right?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. All right. Going back into the album, starting with Take It or Leave It.
I've been tripping over you. red coat on, British perfume, looking vulnerable. Black widow girl, you sit and wait till I climb into the web you made. Beck and call, set me up just to watch me fall. Twist and turn, bend and sway. I move and then you push away.
Did run through Black Widow, additionally.
We did, yeah.
And I gotta say, take it or leave it, my opinion doesn't really change that much, but...
I like Halo.
I like Halo, I really do. I think it's a very good addition.
I think both of those songs, they both have really good guitar.
Yeah, they also play off each other very well.
I agree, yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, that makes the spacing of the album very good. It makes it extremely fluid.
Black Widow I'm not a fan of, not gonna lie.
Black Widow's a bit of an...
That one doesn't touch me, yeah.
I like that. I like Black Widow. I like this album in general. There isn't any song on it that I don't like, truthfully.
Yeah, like, what I love is that they're all nice, quick, easy.
Yeah, you can run through this album very quickly without wanting... It's a good album to sit down and listen to real quick.
Yeah, and so you can give this album to somebody who's never listened to Cage the Elephant before, and anyone would just be like, yeah, I can dig that for a little bit.
Right? Yeah, it's...
I put that for a little bit, yeah.
It's very user-friendly.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know... It's a indie rock pop sort of thing. So
well, I mean, Radiohead's indie rock.
Yeah, yeah, but like, Kid A takes a couple of listens to get it, right?
Yeah, that's my point exactly.
Yeah, but like, this is, you know, it's more easy to adjust.
I see.
On the ears, for example.
Yeah, no, there doesn't take much to enjoy this album. You don't have to really look for anything within the song. And the thing is that even though you don't have to, you still... can. And the more I listen to this album, the more I listen to these songs, I find myself having a better appreciation for it every time.
I haven't really listened to many of the lyrics on these songs.
I'm starting to get into them. Some of them aren't, like, it's good overall. These guys are very lyrically talented. But the more, again, a lot like with Radiohead, the more I listen, I'm finding a lot and lot of things with these songs that I really enjoy.
I'll have to give that a look, because usually I'm like all in on the, because if I don't like the music of a song and I don't like the melody or I don't like the way things flow with it, then it's just I can't listen to it, and I can't.
You have a hard time getting into it,
regardless of what the lyrics are. Yeah, so
I can understand that.
Yeah, but I'd say we got to keep going. But yeah.
So then I guess that I need to remind you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Play It By Ear with Alexon Bergi.
And Nikola Satala.
And I think we're going to finish up this album playing the last three songs. Hypocrite, good song. Teeth.
Awesome song.
I would say it's my awesome favorite song on the album. Not including the live version of Come A Little Closer, of course. This song it's so unique. It's very, very bizarre. And I really, really like it because of that. And then, of course, Cigarette Daydreams.
That's the hit. Yeah.
It's a big hit. I think it's a very good closing song for the album, truthfully.
Oh, yeah.
It ties things up nicely.
Yeah, I like these last two. I always like to think that the album goes really fast in the beginning. Like, as far as stuff that just catches me.
Oh, right.
It catches me at the beginning. There's a bit of a lull in the middle, and then it really finishes strong. That's how I always have looked at this.
I think that's a fair album. I think that I think a lot like the Radiohead albums, though, like, because there were a few songs that would always stand out. As we listen to this more and more, that lull in the middle is going to kind of flush itself out into a very essential part of the album.
Probably, yeah. If I just, you know, some part of that is just a consequence of the album listening experience, is that you get caught up in the beginning. Oh, like, well, I'm listening to this new sound. It gets kind of boring in the middle because, like, oh, we're something new. And then a lot of the times I feel like, unless they make a ridiculously long album, I feel like bands usually and artists, they usually like to put some of the really great stuff on the back end.
That's a pretty fair point, I'd say, Nick. All right. So let's go through these last three songs. Hypocrite, Teeth, and Cigarette Daydreams.
For the family name. promise of self-serving privacy. A captain without a ship, a chief without a tribe. A raging megalomaniac who only speaks to hear his cheeks slap together and worship the sound of his own voice. I'm at full cry. Hollow cut cave inside the wood. The frigid winds push through the caribou trees. Without dispute, paper thin garments. Pray for summer days. The rain and wind are so strong outside my window, and winter's always searching for me. I hear his cheeks slap together and worship his own voice. I'm so tired of the demands of this world, her nagging voice, the songs she sings, the songs that she desires. She cries out in the heat of her passions, her legs spread and ready for a stranger. A captain without a ship, a chief without a tribe, a raging megalomaniac who only speaks to hear his cheeks slap together and worship the sound of his own voice. I dare not take another drink until there's gone. Just when did I become so eaten up by moss and covered in a cloak of popularity? When did I lose my voice in between the echoes of self-serving prophecy?
And that's that.
That's that. You know, Teeth, awesome song. Cigarette Daydreams, classic.
You know what's interesting about Teeth? I always forget until I listen to it. While I'm listening to the song, I always forget that there's that second half.
Yeah, I understand.
And when I'm thinking about the song, normally I can kind of remember it. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. But when I start listening to the song, I completely forget about the second half that's coming.
Yeah.
So it always takes me by surprise.
I love that Teeth and Secret Daydreams are the last two songs on there. I feel like they complete the album perfectly.
They make it very strong. I would agree with that.
Yeah. So you know, fun songs, great album.
Oh, man. This is it, Nick.
This is it for... Might be for a while.
Might be for a while. This is kind of sad.
It is a little bit sad. Do you have any thoughts? Any final things you wanted to say?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of disappointed to leave the studio. I wish we had more time.
I know. We'd go through more stuff.
But, yeah. Well, to those of you who were kind enough to listen... We very much appreciate it, Nick
of
and
course,
I both.
Yeah. I love doing this. It's so much fun.
And I think that's where we're going to have to call it.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to Play It By Ear with Alex Onbergi.
And Nicholas Atala.
This has been Melophobia. And thank you. Take off.